أشهد أن لا محمد أن عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه أما بعد بإذن الله continue with our book Fiqh al-Fitan by Sheikh Suleiman ibn Salim al-Mutayyib. He said al-Asl al-Thalith wal-Ishruq, the 26th foundation, the 26th basic matter that the Muslims must understand and act upon in the lives of him. Allah protects us for our freedom. The Sheikh says, Hafizahullah, may fix this kitab. Allah da'wah ta'ala, ila ha'fi kitab. من فكر المثل أن دعوة الناس إلى ما في كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وما أصلح الله به أولا بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة ليس من فكر الفتنة أو من فكر الفتن أن دعوة الناس إلى ما في كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وما أصلح الله به أولا بمجد الحكمة والموعظة الحسنة ليس من الفتن. From the things we must understand about is that Anna Dawatana is writing the people towards the Quran contained the book of Allah. The Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inviting the people to the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَوَّلَ الْأُمَّةِ, and inviting the people to مَا أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَوَّلَ الْأُمَّةِ, those issues by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectified the beginning of the Sunnah. There were things by which Allah rectified them. Inviting to the Quran, inviting to the Sunnah, and inviting to those matters which were the same matters by which Allah rectified the Ummah at the beginning. When you do these three things, ad-da'wah to Allah, inviting to the Quran, ad-da'wah to Allah, inviting the people, explaining the book of Allah, والدعوة إلى سنة رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام, inviting the people to come upon the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, والدعوة إلى ما أصلح الله به أولا, and inviting the people to those affairs by which Allah rectifies the Ummah at the beginning of the Sunnah. When you do this, بالحكمه والموعظه الحسنه بالحكمه والموعظه الحسنه عن القران بالحكمه والموعظه الحسنه بالحكمه والموعظه And you invite to those affairs that the companions were upon, by which the Ummah at the beginning was successful, by which the Ummah at the beginning was rectified by Allah. When you do all of these, put together, employing good wisdom, one more way was in hand, and good representation. When you make the hour, same prayer,
well, present your da'wah well, be clear in your explanation. And when you do the da'wah, make it the hikmah, employ wisdom in it. It is not about what I'm saying is kitab or sunnah. So you have to accept, or you have to reject. What stuff I've told you? This hikmah was already on the time. With good wisdom and good prediction. When you do all of this, the Sheikh says, Hafiqa Allah, when you invite the people to follow you, this is not from the aspect of it. And that will be understood because many of the people think that once you start talking about Quran or Sunnah upon the way of the Salaf al-Ummah, you are going to bring Sunnah. We will say to you, it is that your Quran was Sunnah, Al-Aman Haji Salaf al-Ummah, that is bringing problems. The Sheikh says, what you need to understand is that during the times of Fitna, Ad-Dawah ila Kitabillah, inviting the people to the Prophet, Sunnah the Rasulullah, Sunnah of the Sunnah alayhi wa sallam. And what? Ma aflaha Allah bihi awwala ummati. Those affairs by which Allah rectified the beginning of this Ummah. By which Allah rectified them. When you invite the people to this thing, go for that in that. As you do so, the hikmah was already on the inside. It is not from the aspect of the even though people will say, this is your Salafiyah, this is your Ahlul Sunnah al Jama'ah, it is causing trouble, inviting the people. To understand that Ad-Dawah ila Kitabillah, Ad-Dawah ila Sunnati Rasulillah, wa ma aflaha Allah bihi awwala al-Ummah, laysa min al-Muslimin. That is not true. It is not from the aspect of the Shaykh says, Hafizahullah, says, wa hadha amrun yanbaghi lil-Ummah. It's an affair that is necessary for everybody to understand. It is absolutely necessary that it is understood. Hatta la yatruka al-muslim ad-da'wata ila al-haqqi bil-haqqi khashyata an yuhbaba bi annahu da'wa. It is necessary for you to understand that inviting to the Quran and the Sunnah and the way of the Salaf cannot be seen. And it is not seen. When you do so, the hikmah was already on the ground. It is necessary to understand why. Hatta la yatruka al-muslim. If you don't understand, or it is necessary to understand it, so that the Muslim does not abandon Ad-Dawah ila al-Haqq. You don't abandon inviting the people to the truth. Bil-Haqq. Using the name of truth, inviting to the truth. What is the truth? Al-Kitab, Sunnah, wa ma alayhi salaful ummati. This is the truth. Bil-Haqq. To the means of truth. What is the means of truth? It is hikmah. If you don't understand that, when you do this, you are not bringing fitnah. If you don't understand it, you may think that when you do so, it may make you to abandon Ad-Dawah ila al-Haqq. Inviting onto the truth is happy. Employing the truth. Kashiyata ayyul bada. Because you will be fearing that you may be accused of the annahu da'iyatul fitnati. You may be accused of being someone who is divided to. If you don't understand that, the Quran and the Sunnah, the Makana alayhi salam is not part of Islam. If you explain it to the Hikmah, what more is of the Hasana? If you don't understand that it is not part of Islam, it may make you abandon the Dawah. Make you abandon inviting the people to the path of truth and using the means of truth because you are afraid that and you badly unable to be afraid that he may be accused of being an inviter upon fitna. So the Sheikh says, Badawa Tunas ila Abi Kitab Lai. So inviting the people to the Quran, explaining the Quran to the people, the Sunnah to Rasulullah, and inviting the people to the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَفْلَحَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَوَّلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And inviting the people to those manners, to those paths, to the methodology, أَفْلَحَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَوَّلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. By which Allah rectified the beginning of this Ummah, the hikmat wal mu'izah that happened, and doing so with good wisdom and good preaching. The Sheikh says, Hafizahullah, this da'wah says it is what? Tariqul salihin wal muslihin. That is the way of the righteous people who want to rectify the community. Da'watullah. إلى ما في كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله وما أصلح الله من أول الأمة للحكمة والموعظة الحسنة طريق الصالح. That da'wah is the way of the pious al-Muslimin. Those people who rectify, who change the society from evil to goodness, who bring goodness. The society where the people are opposed. Shaykhin, wa in tawakkama, man lam ya'arif haqiqata da'awatihim, as nafi da'awatihim bi'lada. Even though the person who does not understand their da'wah can begin to think, unfortunately, that that da'wah contains what? They're thinking that that da'wah is good. Once you start saying Quran, Sunnah, and Hadith Salah, you bring fitna. Some people can say that. If they say that, that's by the fact that we are preaching Quran and Sunnah and the way of the Salah of the Ummah, the Hikmah. Don't forget, the Sheikh has not mentioned inviting to the Quran and the Sunnah, وَمَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَفُ الْأُمَّةِ, except that he's adding what to it. Bil-hikmati wal-mu'izati al-hasana. Let your da'wah be the da'wah upon what? Al-hikmah wa mada? Good preaching. Speak it well. Say it well. Express it well. Explain it clearly. Mu'izati al-hasana. Make it clear. Make it clean. Make it understandable. Don't be over your explanation. Don't be on them. Some people want to explain the grammar. People will not understand what you are saying. Some people want to explain. You want to explain an Arabic term or expression to a group of people that may not understand what you are saying. You employ another Arabic word again. You employ another technical usage. What's up? The grammar in your papa and your. That's all. They will praise you, but they will not understand what you are saying. They will not understand. Say, ah, by overcame someone, what comes by you? What comes by you? What comes by you? Well, when you start to tell the brother who used to come from somewhere in the south, if the brother speaks the grammar, well, if you ask him, what do you mean to speak another grammar? What's the meaning of it? Give you a sound. It has happened to me one to one with him. We're discussing. Yeah, madam, we all, some brothers may know him, I say. So I said, what do you mean by this? He spoke one grammar again, bam. I said, what do you mean by this? He spoke another grammar, bam. I don't understand all the four words he has used. He used another word again, bam. He himself was the one who said, the more he spoke, the less I understood. I laughed and he laughed. But do you know why I laughed? It is a foolish person who is speaking to someone. And the person does not understand what you are saying. You are still speaking to him and you are happy. You are happy that you are talking to me and I don't understand. Who has a problem? Are you communicating? You don't communicate if your audience do not understand you. Even if they are praising you, shouting Allah, oh boy, that is not from the aspect of when Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was begging Allah before he went to Fir'aun, what was he saying? وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةَ بِالْلِسَانِ يَفْضَهُكُمْ. Remove the difficulty, remove the twist that may be on my tongue. Why? لِي يَفْضَهُ. He didn't, that's why he didn't say يَفْضَهُ. There is a house ulamu at-ta'li. لِي يَفْضَهُ. So that they can understand what I will say to them. Musa was begging Allah to make him be able to speak so that people can understand him. You think that when you speak, people don't understand you, that is the meaning of the fact that you are knowledgeable. Isn't something wrong with you? So al-kitabu and as-sunnah wa ma kana alayhi salaf al-ummah must be explained bil-hikmati wal-mu'ribati. When you do this, know that you are not upon fitna. We're in Tawah Hama. Even if some people may think that those people, man, lam yari haki kota da'awati him, Allah fi da'awati him, fitna ta. Even though those some people who don't understand the da'awah, who don't understand haki kota da'awati him, the reality and the essence of the da'awah is itself. Tawah Hama, even if they think that Anna fi da'awati him fitna, that the da'awah has fitna. You say, no, don't say salah. You bring fitna now. Some young people who are used to the training and mentality of this Egyptian group called Ikhwan, they have this mentality. There are some of them in Nigeria too in Lagos. They think like them, their creed is like theirs. Their manhood is like their own. So when you say, look, this your group was started, everything that you started cannot be sooner. Every newly started will get sooner. What should they be? If one will have a date of birth, 1,400 years after the sunnah had been established, after Allah told us that Akmaltu lakum dinakum. So if it is deen, it will not be started newly. Hold it on your hand. A brother came here, he's a member of Hizbut Tahrir. He wants me to prove to him that Hizbut Tahrir is an innovated group. So I told him, was it Abu Bakr al-Siddiq who started Hizbut Tahrir? He said no. I said, Umar, he said no. I said, who started Hizbut Tahrir? One young man from Turkey started Hizbut Tahrir in the 19th century. So I said, how can that be sunnah? How can Hizbut Tahrir be a group of sunnah? Do we understand what I'm saying? It can't be a group of sunnah because it was just started recently. They just started it. And sunnah was just started. No. The sunnah is established already. The Quran says, Akmaltu al-yawma. Allah says, al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. Wa aslamtu alaykum ni'mati. Even Jews recognized that fact that Islam was already complete. A Jew was going to Omar. There is another hadith regarding the same Jew or another Jew who was going to Ibn Abbas. So hold it on your hand. It was not only Omar that they went to. They were also going to Ibn Abbas. And the riwayah of Ibn Abbas is sahih. that a Jew would ask him that in your book, in your Quran, there is a verse, لَوْ عَلَيْنَا مَعَشَرَةِ الْيَهُودِ نَزَلَتْ لَتَّخَذْنَا ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ عِيدًا. If it was upon us, we, the assembly of the Jews, that it came down, that day would be a day of celebration, that day they would have taken it to be a day of one celebration. Omar said, which verse is that? The Al-Yawma. Your God told you that your deen is complete. Omar said, I know the day that it was revealed. It was revealed on a Friday, and the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam was just leaving Arafah on the day that it was revealed. When that verse was revealed, the Prophet died less than 5 months after that. Dhul Hijjah to Rabi'ul Awwal, because the Prophet actually died in Rabi'ul Awwal alayhi salatu wa salam. How many months were that? Haram, 3 months after the Prophet died alayhi salam. So 3 months after the Prophet, before the Prophet died, Allah said, Muhammad, I have perfected your deen. I have done this. Now someone comes in 1935, 1945, 1946. Oh, I mean, Kato said, Dale, Sunnah. So Sunnah. Can that be Sunnah? The same thing applies to Jama'atul Tabligh. Jama'atul Tabligh was just started. What I said, Dale. To buy your sunnah, you won't need to dale. Go to one shesh, dale, kiss your sunnah. Go, somebody, what I said, dale, and it's religious sunnah like that. Whatever was just newly invented cannot be sunnah. The Juaniya was just started. They just started the Juaniya. They just started Hizbut Tahrir. They just started Jama'atul Tabligh. So, see why it's just sunnah? How can it be sunnah when it was just started? And the deen had completed long ago. By Allah, the owner of the deen. They now start a new one and say that it is deen. How can it be deen? It can't be deen. So when we invite the people upon the sunnah, upon the Quran, upon the sunnah, all these people that I'm saying, they are used to say, you cause one trouble, you should understand that الدعوة إلى الكتاب والسنة وما كان عليه سلف الأمة ليست من الفتن. I hope that it is clear. وإن توهم من لم يعرف حقيقة دعوتهم أن في دعوتهم فتنة وكل مصلح. Every person who brings change, rectification in a society, yes, to have a story. Who follows this path? Every person who wants to bring change to the society and follows this path. فَإِنَّمَا يَتْبَعُ النَّبِيَّ صلى الله عليه. That person is only following the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And that the evidence for that is that Allah says, كُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِهِ أَدْعُوا إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن تبعني. سبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. Allah asked the Messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام, say to the people, هذه سبيلي. This is my way. This is my path. This is my sunnah. What is it? أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة. I invite unto Allah. الدعوة إلى الله هي دعوة إلى كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله وما كان عليه أول الأمة ما كان عليه أول الأمة. That is the meaning of الدعوة إلى الله. Then it says على بصيرة. My inviting unto دعوة is not just open invitation, no. Allah Basira. It is based on deep knowledge. The money will be so. It is based on knowledge. That is the da'wah of the Prophet Muhammad. Not only one thing they said, they think, one thing, one laugh. What did Allah say? What did the Messenger say? And what have the companions and the accident said, radiallahu anhu. So Allah says, "Kul," said to them, "Hadihi sabili, this is my sunnah, adoro ilallah." That sunnah is that I should invite onto the path of Allah, Allah basirat, upon deep insight and knowledge. The da'wah has arono dile, deep thought. I think deeply based on knowledge. This is my way, Quran, sunnah, manhaj salaf, based upon what? Deep knowledge and deep insight. Those ones who take the place of the hikmati wal mu'izati al-hasan. Allah says, say to them, wa ana wa man ittaba hadhihi sabili ad'u ila Allahi ala basirati ana wa man ittaba. That is my da'wah. And that is the da'wah of anybody who wants to follow me. If you want to follow me, your deen is not based on the statements of Hassan al-Banna. Your deen is not based on the statements of elders. That is not what your deen is based on. You ask someone, why did you do this? Bang head ash any come and say, laugh. Your deen is based on what? Kitabullah. Sunnah to Rasulillah. وَمَا أَفْلَحَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَوَّلَ الْحُجَّةِ. This is what your da'wah is doing. So the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you do this, you are upon my way. أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ. Myself and any person who would follow me, this is our da'wah. And then, وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all imperfections. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. As for me, I am completely distanced away from the people of the shirk. I don't commit shirk. And I don't connect with the people of the shirk. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. مَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ will mean two things, and the two of them are involved in that part. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. I don't commit shirk. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. I do not connect with the people of shirk, because the two of them are polluted in Islam. Another verse that affirms that da'wah must be upon kitab and sunnah wa makana alayhi salatul ummah is this statement of Allah in Surah Al-Nahl when he said, عُدُوا إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ. سَبِيلُ رَبِّكَ is the sunnah. Sabili, you see it again. Kul hadihi sabili. Here, so what is he saying? Udu'u ila sabili rabbika. He called it sabili, the path of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So some people can say, what is the difference between Muslim and Ahlus Sunnah? The Ahlus Sunnah are the people who follow the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So who are the Muslims? The Muslims are those who follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So tell me the difference by yourself. The Ahlus Sunnah, they are the people of the way and the life of the Prophet Muhammad. That's where they stand. They follow him. They believe in him. They obey him. Alayhi salatu. Right. Muslims, they are those who believe in him, who also obey him and follow him. What is the difference between Ahlus Sunnah and the Muslim? They should be one and the same thing. Unless that Muslim is following another way, thinking that that way is the way of the Prophet Muhammad. Otherwise, the Muslim is the person of Sunnah. The Sunnah is the person of Sunnah is the Muslim. Although that word Muslim is more generally used, even the one who is not strictly upon the way of the Prophet Muhammad, he can find a way to that. But stricto sensu, in the strict sense, the Muslim who believes in Allah and the Day of Qiyamah is the same person who is upon the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, because the Islam that the Prophet brought is the Islam that Allah told us to follow. When he says, Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. Which Islam was he talking about? The Islam which is the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not the Islam of Ghulam Ahmad, or the Islam of Zakaria al-Kandalawi, or the Islam of Hassan al-Banna, the head of al-Ikhwan. This is not their Sunnah. The Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. Someone asked al-Imam Malik rahimahullah, what a person, what does it mean that a person is upon the Sunnah? There's just that one. It has no any other name than Sunnah. Who is the person of the Sunnah? The one who, you can't call him any other thing than the person of Sunnah. But if you are a person of Sunnah as you claim, and you are a member of Jama'atul Tabligh, what are we going to say? We still have another name to call you after Sunnah. If you say you are a person of Sunnah and you are a Ikhwani, we still have another name to call you after Sunnah. And the A'imma says the person of Sunnah is that you look up, down, left, right. Sunnah. That is the person of Sunnah. But the one that after Sunnah, you still qualify, you are still qualified to be ascribed to another thing apart from Sunnah, then your Sunnah still has problem. Your practice and claims of sticking to the Sunnah still has problem. Be a person of Sunnah. Who will not have any other ascription to any other thing except what? Sunnah. Sunni Ikhwani Aha. Sunni Tabligi Aha. Sunni Ikhwani Jamaat Tahrir Aha. Hizbut Tahrir Aha. Sunni Sak. He does not have any other thing than the person of Sunnah. This is the real person of Sunnah. Check yourself. Check yourself. If they check you, go forth, backward, after calling you a person of Sunnah, what will they call you again? Check. If you are free, then bismillah, you are a person of Sunnah. May Allah make us from the people of Sunnah. So the Shaykh says that Allah says, وَدُوْ إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. When you invite the people to Allah's deen in hikmah, with good wisdom, wal mu'izatil hasan, and good preaching, he says, wajadilhum. When you now have to go into conversation, religious conversation, jadilhum billati, yeah. Make sure that that's your conversation, that's your interaction, billati. Here, son, let it be upon the best of manner. That's why when we refute the people of innovation and we turn it to a death matter, I say, is this the lady here, son? Don't turn refuting the people of innovation into a laughing matter. Don't turn refuting the people of innovation as if it's a matter to laugh about. Someone is playing with the sin of the messenger, alayhi salatu. You are refuting and you are laughing. What is the laughter there? Refute him, let him know that he is falling into serious error. He is inviting the people onto misguidance. Is that the reason why we should be laughing? Someone is inviting the people to misguidance. Is that the reason? Say hello, fire. Say hello, fire, yeah? It is bil hikmati wal mu'izati al hasanati. When you make your reputation against them, make it what? Billati here. He does not think that you will be strict with him. Let him know he is violating something that is very sacrosanct. So don't make it become a laughing matter. Everybody is beginning to go, no. So somebody who is making an abuse, insulting the messenger's companion, what is it in that calls for laughter? Allah says, وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ. When you have to refute the people, when you have to explain the mistakes of the people, when you have to engage the people in these kinds of discussions, make it in a nice manner. Allah says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ ضَلَّ عَنْ Allah is the one who knows best, who is far astray from his path. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُفْتَدِينَ. Allah is the one who knows best, who are those upon guidance. The Sheikh says, Hafiz of Allah, وَمَنْ تَعَمَّلَ سُنَّةَ النَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. Anybody who gives a deep thinking about the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَدْرَكَ ذَلِكَ وَاضِحًا جَلِيًّا, he will find what we have been discussing. What is it? What we have been discussing is that الدَّعْوَةُ إِلَى الْكِتَابِ وَالدَّعْوَةُ إِلَى السُنَّةِ وَالدَّعْوَةُ إِلَى مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَفُ الْأُمَّةِ لَيْسَ مِنَ الْحِكْمَةِ إِذَا دَعَا الدَّاعِي بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. The Shaykh says, if you think well about the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will know that this, you will recognize this part wadihan, clearly, jaliyan, without any kind of ambiguity. فَالنَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَالِهِ, the Prophet Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَالِهِ, جَاءَ بِالْحَقِّ, he brought the truth, مِنَ اللَّهِ وَدَعَى إِلَيْهِ, he brought the truth from Allah, دَعَى, جَاءَ بِالْحَقِّ, مِنَ اللَّهِ وَدَعَى إِلَيْهِ. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came along with the truth, wada'a ilayhi, and he invited unto it. فَقَالَ مَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِهِ مِنْ ذِمْنِ مَقَالَتِهِ, and some of the people who do not believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what were they saying? إِنَّهُ يُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ الْوَلَدِ وَالْوَلِدِ بَيْنَ الْوَالِدِ وَالْوَلِدِ إِنَّهُ يُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ الْوَالِدِ وَالْوَلِدِ. So some of the people who don't understand the da'wah of the Prophet Muhammad, they say the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ الْوَالِدِ وَالْوَلِدِ, he is causing separation, he is causing disaffection بَيْنَ الْوَالِدِ, between a parent, father or mother, وَالْوَلِدِ, and then their children, he is separating children. And that goes out like the statement of Abu Walid Rabi'a, Utba ibn Rabi'a, who was abusing the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. He said, Ibta alihatana, you are abusing our God. Ufarraqta jama'ana, you came here, you caused this affection amongst us. He says, Ma ra'aytu sakhlata, I have not seen a boy, ash'ama ala qawmi nika, who has brought bad luck to his people like you. And that is the value, alayhi salam. That insult, that abuse, he did prevent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from making da'wah to ila al-haqqi bil-haqqi, he did not. So don't let it prevent you. When they begin to say, Abu Nasir, or a man, don't let it prevent you. You say, yo, yes, the hikmah is, wal mawa'idhati al-hasana. Abu Hikmah tell me, I'm going to go to Dunya. People say so many things about us. If they are not saying it today, what is Solana? They are people ending up. At that time, Abu Hikmah, Hafizahullah, we used to push him in front so much. He was so insane. We used to push him in front so much. So, you know, when you push someone who says a truth in front, what will happen to him? The attack will come to who? To come to him. Because he's a very patient and he doesn't make trouble. And Hikmah doesn't make. But there are some people, if you give them trouble, they'll give you trouble. Some of us, if you make trouble with us, we'll give you trouble. But here you just be smiling. He may not be happy, but you will not see it on his face. And the people are different. The people are different. But in it all, be sure that your da'wah ila al-haqqi must be what? What is that? Bil hikmati wal mawi'idhati al-haqqi. Don't say kitabu asuna kitabu asu oku hikmah ati agbekale nunda oku ogma ati kini agbekale nunda agbekale lona se da so da da awon e soba. Someone stands in front of elders on the day of Juma I say, okay, Baba, tell you for me. So that I can come on the personal lesson.
So when they don't accept, I say, they don't want to accept sooner. I've been telling them sooner, oh, see, so that. Even when Pharaoh, Musa was going to him, he was still begging Allah, let me be able to explain in a nice manner. Bil hikmat wal mawizati al hasan. And sometimes to the da'wah we require some sort of strength. It is your hikmah, your hikmah deep inside will make you know what to employ where. Here, what do I employ? Because thought will not be applicable in every circumstance. Some circumstance needs thought. When Rabi'a Abul Walid was insulting the Prophet Muhammad, the Prophet kept quiet. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. But when he read Surah to Fussilat to him, the only thing that Rabi'a Abul Walid took away to his people, you know, is Anzar Tukum Sa'ikatan Misla Sa'ikati Adin Huwantam. I am warning you so that Allah does not bring a violent wind to destroy you. Misla Sa'ikati Adin Huwantam. The way Ad and Samut were destroyed. That was the only thing he heard from the statement of the Prophet Muhammad. When he returned to his people, they were asking him, Bimada Ajabaka. How did Muhammad reply to you? He said, I didn't hear anything except that he's warning us that there will be Sa'ikatun, Misla Sa'ikati Adin Huwantam. He didn't say anything except that Allah will bring a punishment to us that will put us to destruction. In the way Ad and Samud were destroyed. As gentle as the messenger was on that sitting, alayhi salatu wa salam, the man still picked one thing that got him so threatened. So they were asking, you are very eloquent. You are a soothsayer. You are a fortune teller. And we told you to confront Muhammad. The only thing you can come back with is that Anzar Tukum Sa'ikatan Misla Sa'ikati Adin Wasalam. So even in the da'wah itself, sometimes some strong words will come from your mouth. Let it come in a nice manner, in a manner that it will be understood. Because Abul Walid understood it, it changed his mentality. Hey! So we'll be destroyed. It was the only thing that clung to his mind on that day. So when you make your da'wah, make it bil hikmati wal mawizati. When you are doing that, careless about the statements of those who will say that this your da'wah is bringing what? Pity. Because they had already told the Prophet to that kind of a statement. They said that, إِنَّهُ يُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ الْوَالِدِ وَالْوَلِدِ. He said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was bringing about this connection between parents and their children. فَلَمْ يَسُرُكِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam دَعْوَتَهُ. The Prophet did not abandon the da'wah because of those insults and accusations. But what he rather did, alayhi salatu wasalam, sabara wa sabara. He was patient and steadfast, alayhi salatu wasalam. Wajahada fillahi haqqa jihadihi. He struggled upon the path of Allah haqqa jihadihi. In the right manner that those struggles should be made. وَهَاكَذَا شَأْنُ الْمُصْلِحِينَ. That is the way of those who bring rectification in the society. الَّذِينَ اِكْتَدَوْ بِهِ. Those who were following the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَالْإِمَامِ Ahmad. Like Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah. وشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية and the people like شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله وشيخ الإسلام محمد ابن عبد الوهاب and شيخ الإسلام محمد ابن عبد الوهاب رحمهم الله والملك العالم. The Sheikh is just giving examples of people who rectify their society. They will come, there will be evil widespread, they will rectify the society while standing firm. One example is who? Al-Imam Ahmad. He was against the rest of the people.
because they declared that the Quran is makhluk, is from the creatures of Allah, rather than it being from the attributes of Allah. The Quran is the word of Allah, is the statement of Allah, is the speech of Allah. Allah said it, is the utterance of Allah. Allah said the Quran. So it is from the attributes of Allah, because the attributes, the statement of a man, are from his attributes. How do you disconnect the statement of Allah from Allah? His statements are from his attributes. He did not create his statement. No, they are from his attributes, and his attributes are not created. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Quran is not the creator. No, it is from the attributes of the creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Imam Ahmad stood firm during that time. Likewise, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, in his own time, the types of the innovations that the people brought were so many. So many. Instead of fighting and arguing on Facebook, I wish that some of our brothers will read about Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah as he goes to tell the people like us about Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. You can make the knowledge of Ibn Taymiyyah your own knowledge. Just sit down with his books. His books on Aqidah, his books on Fiqh, his books on Manhaj, his books. Just sit down, be reading it. Become Ibn Taymiyyah As-Saghir. Do we have young people who have these kinds of zeal now? It is a zeal to come and cause trouble on Facebook that people have. That's Allah, Salaam, Salaam. So Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, Rahimahullah, he stood firm. The bid'ah, the innovations in his time were a lot. There was the innovation of the Khawarij. There was the innovation of the Sufiyyah. There was the innovation, a lot of different kinds of innovations. Then there were wars against the lands of Islam by the Mongols at the time. He faced all of these. He stood firm. What was he doing? يَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَإِلَىٰ سُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وإلى ما أصلح الله به أول الأمة بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. It's too bad. بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. That's why you see his books today are many. Because as he's repeating this one, he's repeating this one, he's explaining this one. The hadith of Jibreel, we know that hadith. بينما نحن جلوس جلوس عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اطلع علينا رجل شديد البياض. This hadith. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah has a book on it. That book occurs in not less than 400 pages. One hadith. He's explaining one hadith in 400 pages. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة. You see his basira when you read his book. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. Likewise, in the time of Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, in his own time, it was shirk that was so rampant in the Arab world. Shirk was very rampant. That's why you always see his words on the matters of Tawheed, 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 Tawheed. Kitab al-Tawheed ibn Abdul Wahhab. Because in his own time, the problem was the problem of Tawheed. So he wrote a lot about Tawheed. Some people, when they don't want to learn Tawheed, want to say in Abu Hassan, they all, we don't want to learn Tawheed. Tawheed is in the Quran. That is the axle of our deen, Islam. So how will you not learn the axle of your religion? Do you know that many of the Muslims today don't even know what is kufr and shirk? If you don't know what is kufr and shirk, how do you establish yourself upon iman? You don't know shirk and kufr. How do you establish yourself upon iman? How do you know that what you think you are upon of iman is not from the aspects of kufr and shirk? So you must know kufr, you must know shirk, and then you must know tawheed. It's not about we want to take Palestine, some Muslims. That is their problem. You want to leave Oshogbo, you want to go and liberate Palestine. And you don't know what is tawheed. Like the people in Hizb ut-Tahrir, their own problem is that they want to be ruler. Let us take political power. That is all the Islam that they want to preach. Wasn't political power offered to the Prophet Muhammad?
alayhi salatu wa salam, did he receive political power? The matter is beyond mere political power. We have to explain Tawheed to the people. And we have to explain the Risala of the Prophet Muhammad to the people. It is a major thing. It's not just about leadership. It's about the people, especially what are they upon. It is when they are upon sound Tawheed and sound Ittiba, then a leader upon Kitab and Sunnah will be established upon them. I hope that this matter is clear to us. So when you invite onto Kitab and Sunnah like these people, like Sheikh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab in his time, and then Sheikh Sulaiman al-Ruhaili, don't forget, he was addressing a Saudi Arabian audience at the time. So he has to mention things that are common in their own community. One of those things was the fact that Sheikh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, was from among those who pioneered change in their society. From the evil upon the deen of the people at that time, they cleansed the religion of the people. They cleansed their religion. They cleansed the people's religion. Rahimahumullah. Another example that Sheikh Sulaiman al-Ruhaili gave is Wal-Malik al-Alim, and the king who was a learned person, who was the king and then a learned person, King Abdul Aziz Ali Suraj. He was a king but he was very learned. Ikhwan al-Muslimun in Egypt, one of the problems, al-Ikhwan, one of the problems they had. They say Mursi was Hafiz of Quran. Fakana maza. So what? Mursi was Hafiz of Quran. Is he the first ruler they knew who is Hafiz of Quran? Malik Abdullah, who led Mamlakat al-Arabiya. Do you know he's Hafiz of Quran? Nobody made a noise about that. So that Mursi was a Hafiz of the Quran, it did not mean anything. It does still not mean anything. Because he was upon a wrong manhaj in his deed. And that was the manhaj of the Ikhwan themselves. But because they have an attitude, whatever belongs to them, they will be announcing it and publicizing it. If it is not their own, that same reason for which they are praising their own is the reason why they will abuse you. They praise mostly because he was a Hafiz of Quran, as they claim. If another king in another place was Hafiz of Quran, they said, he Hafiz Quran, Otun Shebai. He's Hafiz of Quran, he's behaving like this. But their own that is Hafiz of Quran, they will be praising him for being the Hafiz of Quran. Do we understand this? That is the way of the Ikhwan. And those who are upon their manhaj, may Allah protect each and everyone. So one of those that Sheikh Sulaiman al-Ruhaili mentioned was Malik Abdul Aziz al-Saud. That was the king at the time amongst those who established that kingdom of Saudi Arabia. He was a very, very learned person. Rahimahumullah. The Sheikh says, Indama aqamat dawlata ala tawheed. This king established that kingdom upon what? Upon tawheed. Wa hakama shara Allah. And he established the laws of Allah upon the people. The Sheikh says, when this king was doing it, كَانَ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ فِي زَمَنِهِ يَعْتَذِرُونَ ذَلِكَ فِتْنَةً وَعَابُوا عَلَيْهِ ذَلِكَ. Many of the people in his time, يَعْتَذِرُونَ ذَلِكَ فِتْنَةً. They are thinking that when you are saying Tawheed, 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 they say Tawheed, you bring trouble. Those people we know in Nigeria who are upon the ways of the Ikhwan today in Nigeria, they used to say this. If at those days when we're in MSS, we want to do program, say let's discuss Tawheed. They say, no, Tawheed will bring problems. How can Tawheed bring problems? We are not talking to Mushrikun. We are talking to Muslims. How can explaining Tawheed amongst Muslims bring problems? Ikhwan. Those are their ways. May Allah protect us. So the Sheikh says, Hafizahullah, he gave the example of Malik Abdul Aziz Ali Saud. He said, Indama aqama dawlata ala tawheed wa hakama shara Allah, kana kathirun minan nas fi zamanihi ya'tabiruna dhalika fitnatan. So they thought when that king was saying tawheed, 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 they say, ah, fitna, fitna. How can tawheed be fitna? May Allah protect them. وَعَابُوا عَلَيْهِ ذَلِكَ. they began to criticize him for that. I tell you, that is still the same reason largely that Saudi Arabia is still being criticized today. They are still being criticized on the issue of Tawheed. That's why when they want to ascribe them, they say Wahhabist. What is the problem of Ibn Abdul Wahhab? Tell us, how does Ibn Abdul Wahhab become a problem to you? Ibn Abdul Wahhab is a problem to the Western world and the users of this word, Wahhabism. Once you find somebody saying Wahhabism, he has that problem. What was Ibn Abdul Wahhab doing? Tawheed. Let us remove shirk. Let us establish Tawheed. So when they say Wahhabism, what they are referring to indirectly is what? Ahlul Tawheed. The people who are, they don't own him can be happy. Tawheed. So they keep Muslims in can be Tawheed. So when we are Wahhabism, look at that person who has called him Wahhabi. Look at him very well. He will have problems with Tawheed. Kunima Tawheed. Ask him, what does Tawheed mean? What does it La ilaha illallah mean? If you hear anybody say you are Wahhabi, ask him, excuse me, come. Don't say you are not Wahhabi. Just ask him, what does La ilaha illallah mean? Muhammad Rasulullah, explain it. If you don't learn Tawheed very well, you not know the meaning of La ilaha illallah. I tell you this. A Muslim can live for 40 years not understanding the meaning of La ilaha illallah. Now, those people who spend their effort, their sweat, their blood, their time, their money to make us understand the meaning of La ilaha illallah, the kuffar don't like them. So they tag them. They tag them so that you will not like them. One of the names by which they were tagged is that word. What? Wahhabi. If you hear that word from somebody, know that it's an enemy of Tawheed. Or an ignorant person about the Tawheed. He doesn't know what it is. What can someone else call it? He were saying he could pick this and said it. So this king established Tawheed in his time. And kafirun min al-nas fi zamanihi ya'tabiruna dhalika fitnatan. The people in his time used to consider that as fitnah. Wa abu dhalika alayhi. And they criticized him for doing that. Lakinnahu rahimahullah. But this king, Malik Abdul Aziz ibn Sa'ud, Ali Sa'ud, rahimahullah, lazim al-haqq. This king, he talks to the truth. Wa sabara. He was steadfast. وَقَطَبَ فِي ذَلِكَ خُطَبًا كَثِيرًا. And regarding this criticism, he was addressing, he was explaining. He had a lot of explanations that he gave. وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ قَوْلِهِ. One of the explanations he gave when people were abusing him, that this your Tawheed is causing trouble, this your Tawheed will be bringing problems. One of the explanations that he gave, rahimahullah, was that نَحْنُ لَحْنَا أَصْحَابَ مَذْهَبٍ جَدِيدٍ. The king, Malik Abdul Aziz, Al-Saud, it says, نَحْنُ, we that you are seeing, لَحْنَا أَصْحَابَ مَذْهَبٍ جَدِيدٍ وَعَشِدَةٍ جَدِيدَةٍ. We have not brought to you a new way of life. Neither have we brought to you a new creed, new aqidah. Tawheed, we are not new. And that was what the Prophet said to sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma kuntu bid'an min ar-rusul wa ma adari ma yuf'alu bi wa la bikum. What I'm saying is not new. You see the person of Sunnah, he said that you are accusing me that I'm causing trouble. I'm talking about Tawheed. This Tawheed is not new. Now it is the Dawah of the Anbiya ar-Rusul. Ask Ikhwani whether Ikhwaniya is not me. Ask Tabligh whether Tablighi is not me. The Jama'ah is not new. Ask him. The Mawlana who said that the Prophet told him to be. That's what they say. Just like the Tijaniya too. The Jama'ah of Tablighi too, they claim that the Prophet told them to start. If it is that, then it is an innovation. May Allah protect us. So Malik Abdul Aziz al-Sud said, نحن لسنا أصحاب مذهب جديد وعقيدة جديدة. We are not a people of a new way or a new thinking, a new aqidah, a new creed, a new set of beliefs. عقيدتنا هي عقيدة السلف الصالح. Our aqidah is the aqidah of Abu Bakr and Umar. Let the Ikhwan tell you that. Let them tell you that the aqidah of Hassan al-Banna is the aqidah of Salaf. Let us hear. Eje kan so pe aqidah Salaf, aqidah Abu Bakr, aqidah Umar, Uthman, Ali, oni aqidah Hassan al-Banna, eje kan so ka so. So that is how to know the people of truth. They will be referring you back to the companions and the Prophet Muhammad. So this king said, نَحْنُ لَسْنَا أَصْحَابَ مَذْهَبٍ جَدِيدٍ وَعَقِيدَةٍ جَدِيدَةٍ عَقِيدَتُنَا هِيَ عَقِيدَةُ السَّلَفِ الصَّالِحِ. That was what the king said in one of the explanations that he gave. وَقَوْلُهُ, he also said, وكل إنسان عنده نصيحة لنا من الكتاب والسنة فنحن مستعدون في جميع الأوقات سواء كانت في كبير أو صغير. He said, كل إنسان, any person, any human being, عنده نصيحة لنا من الكتاب والسنة. Who wants to give us an advice? He has an advice for us. That advice is from the Kitab, is from the Sunnah. The king says, فَنَحْنُ مُسْتَعِدُونَ, we are ready. فِي جَمِيْ الْأَوْقَاتِ, at all times, whether the matter is big or small, we are ready at all times to accept your nasiha. وَمَنْ أَرَادَنَا عَلَى مُخَالَفَةِ شَيْءٍ مِنْ ذَلِكِ. But if you want us to contradict Quran, you want us to contradict Sunnah, فَلَا نَكْبَدُ وَبَدَانِ أَعْلِقَ لَيْلَيْكِ. Look at what it's inviting to. If you say Hassan al-Banna, ja ad-din jadid, he came with manhajin jadid. He came with a new thing. They can also say Abdulaziz al-Sud came with a new thing. This one said, my aqidah is salah. If you have something for us, and it is in Kitab and Sunnah, come and tell us. If it is not in Kitab and Sunnah, you want us to contribute Kitab and Sunnah, we will not take it from you. This is the dawah of those who bring change. And Allah made that change to happen. He said, وَمَنْ أَرَادَنَا عَلَى مُخَالَفَةِ شَيْءٍ مِنْ ذَلِكِ فَلَا نَكْبَلْ أَبَدًا. Forever we will not accept. وَقَدْ أَمَرَنَا اللَّهُ أَنْ نَتْبَعَ شَرِيعَةَ الْإِسْلَامِ. Allah has commanded us to follow the legislations in Islam. وَأَنْ نَعَدَّ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِ. Allah has commanded us to grab it with our mullah. Where did Allah commanded us to grab Islam with our monarchs, with our mullahs? Where did Allah say it in the Quran? Which verse is that? Remind me of the verse where Allah told us in the Quran that we should grab this deen with our mullahs. Where in the Quran did Allah say so? Na wama yushakiki rasul, or wama ta'kumu al-rasul. Because the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين عبدوا عليها بالنواجذ. So when he said Allah said we should hold on to the Sunnah with our nawajiz, that means that once we follow the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, we must hold on to the Sunnah with our mullah. وَمَنْ غَضِبَ عَلَيْنَا. But anybody who is angry with us, ikhwa, let everybody go and write this one in a wall in his house. We have written it a long time ago. We wrote it inside our heart. Man ghadiba alayna. Anybody who is annoyed with us, listen, takina bidinina. Because we want to hold strictly to our religion. Faliyadgaba alayna ilama yashau. Koma atinula. We wrote that one since undergraduate day. You are annoyed with us because of our religion. Man ghadiba alayna whoever, anybody, yaghdabu alayna, listimsakina bidinina, because of our adherence, our holding forth upon our deen, falyaghdabu alayna, let him die upon his anger. Ila maya shaw, let him continue to be angry until he likes. Wa ikhwanun al-muslimun, but as for our Muslim brothers, nakbalu minhum kulla amrin fihi munasahatun ala sharti an takuna fil haqq. But as for our brothers who are Muslim, we shall accept their munasaha, their sincere advice that they will give to us, ala sharti an takuna fil haqq, as long as with the condition that that nasiha is upon al-haq, upon the truth. Wa mas'alatan la yumkin nakbaluhuma. Check your nuska. Mas'alatan la yumkinu an nakbaluhuma. Two things we will not accept. Walau qatalna, walau qatalana ahlul ardi. We will not accept two things. Even if the entire people of the world fight us, hatta yabqa minna ahadun, to such an extent that any one of those two things can go away from us, we will not accept. Al-Ula, the first one is that, at-taghyiru fi dinillah, adjust your deen now. Abu Abdullah, that thing is too tough. This your beard, this is scattered now. Adjust it, just trim it here, just at least go the back, shape. They are the ones in reference. May Allah protect us. They want us to change some things in our religion. Hey, those sisters veiling the face, can you just at least, we should just be a little back. What are you looking for in a face? May Allah protect us. We will not leave these things. What are those things you are telling us? You will not do any of them. You will not leave where we are. At-taghyiru fi dinillah, changing the religion of Allah. Walau miskalu khardali, walau miskalu khardalati. Even if it be by the weight of the smallest thing that you can think of, the weight miskal, the weight of the smallest thing you can think of. If you say that we should change our religion, we will not change our religion. Some people can say, you know, these exam prayers we are doing at the beginning of the semester, you know, if we all come together, you know, yes, I know that there is no evidence in the Sunnah. But at least, you know, Amir, help us do something about this. We will not accept, because it is not from the deen of Allah. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said to us, man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa. We know that Allah will not accept it. Why are you begging us to do it? So we will not accept what you say. لِأَنَّهُ لَا طَاعَةَ لِمَخْلُوكٍ بِمَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. Because there is no obedience to that which is created in disobedience to the Creator of all things. فالكتاب والسنة لا نحيد عنهما أبدا. Those two things, the Quran and the Sunnah, we will not keep them aside forever. Bismillah. May Allah keep us firm. The Sheikh says, إلى آخر كلامه. That Sheikh has a lot of things. What is the point he wants to put to us here? Sticking to the Quran and the Sunnah and what the companions are upon should not be fitna, and it is not fitna. It should not be considered a fitna, and it is not fitna. Just be sure that you are preaching that da'wah bil hikmati wal mawizatil hasana. That was the statement of Malik Abdulaziz al-Saud. He had a lot, but what we had read are just a part of them. The Sheikh says, Hafizahullah, وَهَكَذَا يَنْبَغِي لِكُلِّ مَنْ يَرُومُ الْإِصْلَاحِ فِي دَعْوَةِ. This is what is necessary regarding every person who has an intention to bring about rectification in the society. And yalzama adhal manhaj, you should stick to this manhaj. Invite the people to the Quran. Invite the people to the Sunnah. Invite the people to what the companions wear upon. Bil hikmati wal mu'izati al hasana. May Allah make it easy for us. وَيَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ دَعِيَةُ الْهُدَىٰ. If you know that you are a person who is inviting unto guidance, وَخَيْرٍ, you are inviting unto goodness, وَسُنَّةٍ, you are inviting unto the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, عليه الصلاة والسلام. This is what you should stick to. If you know that you want good, if you know that you want sunnah, if you know that you want guidance, that is what you should be doing. Unless you think that la da'iya fi sharri wa fitna, if you don't invite to these things, you are rather an inviter unto evil and fitna. The Sheikh says, wa aqtumu bima dhakarahu Abu Amri ad-Dani. I will end this discussion with the statement of Abu Amri ad-Dani in his book regarding al-fitan wal sunan al-waridat fil-fitan. Abu Amri ad-Dani is from amongst the elements. He has a book on As-Sunan al-Waridatu fil-Fitan, the ahadith that have been reported regarding the times of fitna. The Sheikh says, "Akhtumu bima dhakarahu Abu Amri ad-Dani." I will end this discussion with what Abu Amr ad-Dani said, when he said, "Min al-Nisaki wal-Ahad ala ahli al-Ilm," from the covenant and promise that the people of knowledge have, and the people of report, fi nashri ma alimuhu, regarding his spreading what Allah has taught him, wal ada'i ma sami'uhu, and also transmitting the knowledge that he has learned, what he has heard. From these things is that an ajma'a fi min al-misak wal ahad ala ahli al-ilm wal riwaya fi nashri ma alimuhu وأداء ما سمعوه أن أجمع في هذا الكتاب. From these issues is that أن أجمع في هذا الكتاب, that I should combine in this book. Which book is that? السنن الواردة في الفتن. He wants to combine in that book جملة كافية من السنن الواردة في الفتن وغوائلها. He wants to gather جملة كافية, a sufficient group of sunan, ahadith, al-warida, that have been reported fil fitan, regarding fitan, wa gawa'iliha, and the evils of those fitan, and the masa'ib of those fitan, wal azminati wa fasadiha, and the ahadith that have been mentioned regarding the various times and how the times people have become spoiled in it, wa sa'atu wa ashrafiha. He's also going to mention ahadith about the last hour, wa ashrafiha, and the signs of the last hour. لِكَيْ يَتَعَدَّبُ بِهَا لِكَيْ يَتَعَدَّبَ بِهَا الْمُؤْمِنُ الْعَاقِلِ, so that the Muslim who is an intelligent person will take his manners, will learn from it the manners of how to handle the times of fitan. So all of what we have read from this book, from Al-Aslul Awwal to Al-Aslul Al-Sadisu Wal-Ishrul, we have read it to us. لِكَيْ يَتَعَدَّبُ بِهِ al-mu'minu al-akil, so that the Muslim who is intelligent can take them as from his manner. Wa ya'khudhu nafsahu bi ri'ayatiha. The Muslim, please, for the sake of Allah, hold nafsaka bi ri'ayatiha. Pay attention, give your mind, pay attention to what we have said in this book. Wa yajhaduha fi istimaliha. Struggle with your mind to be able to follow these things that we have read. وَتَّمَسُكِ بِهَا. Struggle with your mind to be able to stick to all these principles that we have taught. وَيَتَبَيَّنُ لَهُ بِذَلِكِ. And Al-Imam Abu Amr ad-Dani was saying that these books, these ahadith that he has compiled, just like which he said, that these fawaid that we have compiled, يَتَبَيَّنُ لَهُ بِذَلِكَ عَظِيمُ مَا حَلَّ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. These things will make us understand the things that have happened to Islam, wa ahlihi, and the people of Islam, min safki dima, regarding how people have left these basic principles and have wasted the blood of a lot of people by getting involved into fitna. Walahbil amwal. And they have destroyed a lot of wealth because they did not stick to these matters that we have read. Wasibahatil haram. Likewise, a lot of women have been violated. A lot of things that are sacrosanct have been violated because the people did not stick to the manner and the report regarding the times of fitna. وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا يُذْهِبُ الدِّينِ. Likewise, there were other things that happened when people abandoned the narrations regarding fitna. So many things happened. One of them is that the deen of the people were taken away. وَيُذْهِبُ الْإِيمَانِ. The iman of the people became weak. فَيَعْمَلُ نَفْسَهُ. The Muslim should work upon himself في إصلاح شأنه to better his own affairs. خوفا منه على فساد دينه وذهابه. So that he's afraid that his deen does not go away or become destroyed. Pay attention to all that we have read in this book. I adjure myself and I adjure all of us to pay attention to what we have read in this book. Sheikh Suleiman Ruhaili continued and said, Wabad, after all that I have said, فهذه الأصول, these basic foundations, they are 26 in number. التي ظهر لي. They are the ones that are clear to me. والله أعلم. Allah knows best. أنها من أبرز الأصول. They are from the most clear of the foundations. في فقه الفتن. Regarding the rulings of the times of fitna. جمعتها. I have gathered them. نصحا لإخواني. By way of giving sincere advice to my brothers, the Muslims, the Kuli Makan, in every place in the world. That was why, despite the fact that this book was a lecture that was delivered in Medina some years ago, it is still beneficial in our own place, it is still beneficial in our own time. The bulk of what the Sheikh said are dependent on verses of the Quran and ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sheikh says, and I say too, فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ بِأَسْمَائِهِ الْحُسْنَى وَصِفَاتِهِ الْعُلَى. I ask Allah by His beautiful name and His lofty attributes. And you deliver al-Muslimina shurur al-fitan, that He should protect the Muslims from the evils of fitan. Ma zahara min hawa ma basa. Whether that fitna is clear and open, known to everybody, wa ma basa. Or it's so unclear and only few people know it. Wallahu a'lam. Allah is the one who knows all things. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin. وَسَلَّمَ تَسْلِيمًا كَثِيرًا. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I think it is suffice to stop this book here. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alayhi. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.